Where I wanna be, I'm gonna Iceland. Oh, boy, Chicanos, Latinas, the world gonna Iceland. Hola, raza. Welcome back to the Spaced Out Audios podcast. I'm your host, Sam, also known by Spaced Out Arte on Instagram. As always, I want to acknowledge the location in which I am recording. I'm recording from Radio Espacio, a community radio booth located at Espacio 1839. They are an apparel and bookstore representing culture, in addition to offering their space as a gallery. Much gratitude for the opportunity to utilize these tools and build conversations among community. Thank you for tuning in. This podcast seeks to promote conversations of artistic and cultural autonomy in the Greater East Side of Los Angeles. For this episode, we will discuss the history of East Los Angeles attempting to incorporate into a city, a fight that is still very relevant today. Before we get into that, I will share that the transcripts of these episodes, along with the resources I discuss, will be available on my website, spacedoutarts.com. Conversations around cityhood of East Los Angeles are not new. You may be thinking to yourself, isn't Boyle Heights a city? It is, yet it's not the same as unincorporated East Los Angeles. Indiana Street borders East Los Angeles County and the city of Boyle Heights. While Boyle Heights has a city council representative, East LA does not. Rather, we have a district supervisor. Unincorporated communities such as East Los Angeles is governed by a regional government. In our case, the County of Los Angeles. Unincorporated communities such as East Los Angeles is governed by a regional government. In our case, the County of Los Angeles. Now this means county services are provided to the community. Things like law enforcement, zoning, infrastructure management. It also means there is less tax paid in these areas. I want to highlight the larger stores I shop at, places like Target or Ralph's, do take my tax and put them into their own incorporated cities, such as Commerce and Monterey Park. In 2024, a bill named AB 711 was introduced by Assembly Member Wendy Carrillo to establish a task force to study the feasibility of incorporating East LA. This bill will explore the potential of cityhood in East Los Angeles, an area which has historically been an unincorporated area, now home to over 120 residents. I will be reading to you a brief history of East Los Angeles pulled from the 1974 issue of La Luz titled Birth of a City, Incorporation of East Los Angeles, written by Esteban Ed Torres with support of community members. A brief history. East Los Angeles is an unincorporated island of county territory surrounded on the west and north by Los Angeles, on the northeast by Monterey Park, on the east by Montebello, and on the south by the City of Commerce. 110,000 people live in the 7-square-mile area, which, when incorporated, will be the 12th ranking of the 78 cities in Los Angeles County. As it is, East Los Angeles is the largest urban unincorporated island in California. It will follow Los Angeles, Torrance, Long Beach, Glendale, and Pasadena in size, and thus be the 6th largest city in the county. Historically, East Los Angeles is a rich section of the county. Settlement in the 1870s, when large areas of land were subdivided to form orchards, dairies, and ranches. Russian Molokans and Jews, Armenians, and later Chinese and Japanese immigrants settled in the area. By far the largest single immigration group, however, has been the Mexicans. In the 1900s, during the social and political turmoil in Mexico, many Mexican families were attracted to California, settling in East Los Angeles. In the 1930s, Mexican immigration into East Los Angeles increased. Today, aka 1970. Close to 90% of East Los Angeles population is of Spanish surname. East Los Angeles once encompassed a much larger area than it does today. As the surrounding areas gradually incorporated, the new cities claimed for themselves prime residential, commercial, and industrial portions of East Los Angeles. In the 1920s, for example, Montebello incorporated, taking with it 1 square mile of East Los Angeles land. In 1959, City of Commerce Incorporated, taking with it the wealthy industrial portions of East Los Angeles. And this is my note. When I hear this, I think of the Commerce Casino, the Citadel, and all those places that unincorporated East Los Angeles would have. In 1972, Monterey Park tried to annex that portion of East Los Angeles, which includes East Los Angeles College and a prime commercial strip, but was thwarted by efforts of a determined group of East Los Angeles residents, business people, and community activists. The defeats of this annexation attempt served as a major catalyst in the formation of the President's Ad Hoc Committee to incorporate East Los Angeles. Social and political profile. According to the 1970s census, the population of East Los Angeles is 105,000. Approximately 90% are Spanish surname, 5% are Anglo, and 5% are Asian. Statistics, however, show that East Los Angeles is a neglected community. The median family income for the area is about $10,000, for the county, $12,000. Unemployment is 7.2%. In the county, it is 6%. Housing is badly planned. Much of the area was zoned in 1930 for high-density housing, in spite of the presence of single-family homes. As a result, as many as 4 single-family dwellings may occupy a given lot. Housing conditions within the area are mixed. Some of the older areas, such as Maravilla and City Terrace, have a high percentage of old, deteriorating housing, while excellent housing exists in areas such as Eastmont, Bella Vista, and Montebello Park. Although 12% of East Los Angeles was zoned for industrial use, the industrial sectors are the underutilized, and the area's large, unskilled labor force must seek employment outside of the community. Schools in East Los Angeles show an exceptionally high dropout rate, while parental complaints of inadequate educational programs remain unheeded. For all the money the county claims to have poured into East Los Angeles, there have been few improvements in the economic, human, and social conditions of the area. The voting population of East Los Angeles is traditionally Democrat. The most recent total shows 24,000 registered voters, 90% of whom are Democrats, with the rest divided among La Raza Unida, Republican, Peace and Freedom, and other parties, as well as independents. 70% of the registered voters are Spanish surname. The political character of the area can be described as conservative, although there is a growing number of young people who see the need for immediate social change. The majority of voters are over 35, and there has been no major move out of the Democratic Party to other parties, as in other primarily Spanish surname communities in Texas and New Mexico. Within the last decade, East Los Angeles residents have organized themselves around such major political issues as the Los Angeles County General Plan, the educational system, the war in Vietnam, and the lack of political representation. Incorporation. Although the idea of incorporation has been in the minds of the people of East Los Angeles for decades, lack of knowledge about the technicalities of the incorporation process prevented significant action until today. One important effort to incorporate East Los Angeles did occur in the early 1960s. At that time, a relatively well-organized group of attorneys, community leaders, public administrators, and community residents began the incorporation process by circulating a petition within the area. The issue was brought to an election, but lost by about 300 votes. The defeat of Monterey Park's annexation attempt of prime East Los Angeles territory on the part of concerned East Los Angeles residents served as a major catalyst in the recent move to incorporate East Los Angeles. past backers of incorporation joined with community leaders and residents interested in incorporation to organize the ad hoc committee to incorporate East Los Angeles. ACTIELA became an incorporated entity in February 1973 with elected officers under the direction of Chairman Esteban Torres, a technical staff of urban planners and legal advisors, and a membership that reflects a cross-section of the East LA community. Students, senior citizens, business people, community organizations, representatives, trade unionists, political activists, and professionals. The incorporation process, as established by Local Agency Formation Commission, requires between 1 and 1.5 years to complete and involves a series of technical obstacles designed to establish the viability of a potential city and to assure adherence to the democratic process. On November 5, 1974, the registered voters of East Los Angeles will make the final decision on incorporation. Those who vote for incorporation will also vote for the elective officials of the city. If a majority of votes cast is against incorporation, no further proceedings of incorporation of any of the same territory shall be initiated for 2 years after the date of election. If a majority of the votes cast is for incorporation, the Board of Supervisors shall declare the territory incorporated as a city, give it the name favored by the voters, as the case may be, and declared elected council members. Council members will select a mayor from their council body. The city of East Los Angeles will be the 12th ranking city in Los Angeles County in size and population. As a city of over 110,000 people, it will be a prime contractor, that is, it will deal directly with the federal and state governments on political and financial matters. As residents of a city, the people of East Los Angeles will have local accountability over the way their tax dollars are used. Currently, the people of East Los Angeles do not have any means to determine where the tax money they pay to the state and county is spent. As a city, a significant amount of that tax money will return to the city in the form of subventions, and its use will be determined by elected city officials and published in the city budget. I did also want to highlight this map I found. I found this map in the 1940s source, that is the U.S. Bureau of the Census, and it shows you the way in which East Los Angeles is divided. I mentioned this as I was reading the history of East LA. It's divided into 7 sections, and those 7 sections I will share with you. One of them is Belvedere. The other is Laguna. The other is, of course, City Terrace. There is also Belvedere Gardens. Another one is called Bella Vista, Eastmont, and Bandini. So this map you'll be able to zoom into on my website. But as you can see, this is an early map of the section that was East Los Angeles. And mind you, this is prior to other cities becoming incorporated. So I find this map really interesting, very useful, because this was actually made by a librarian who decided to take it upon herself to create this map. So I'm very grateful she did that, because now we can look back and think about what has changed and what hasn't changed. And this map is really interesting because you can zoom in. There's a legend which tells you where the libraries are, the parks, as well as the population growth over the next 10 years. So this is a really cool resource. And now you know the 7 sections that make up East Los Angeles. And mind you, this is the reason why East LA cannot become a city, because it is so, quote unquote, cut up into sections. I did want to also highlight some of the quotes by community members of East Los Angeles who had a lot to say about incorporation. These are the words of Becky Ramirez and Terry Canales. They state,
Incorporation of East Los Angeles, it's about time. All those civic classes we had continually telling us about the wonders of democratic systems of government that allows direct participation by all the people. How can we participate if we don't even have a government? We are capable of governing ourselves. Why should we continue to pay the county to babysit? I love how Chicana that sounds. It's very sarcastic, but very true. This is a quote from George Mejia. He states, I think that home rule will give the people of East Los Angeles a renewed sense of pride in their community, the pride that comes from ownership. This pride will be a definite boost for businesses in the area. When the people realize that buying in East Los Angeles will benefit East Los Angeles, subventions from sales taxes will return to the city for its own use, they will really have to try to do their business at home. And I love that because that's truly how businesses in East LA started. They really started in their front yard. I recall during my research finding the conversations about why East LA was very cheap to get into. And the reason is because there was no zoning laws. So in other words, you can move into East LA for very cheap and start a business that sells liquor with no zoning laws. And so that really attracted a lot of small businesses to open. If you are around the community, you might see that there is a liquor store in front of a home. A good friend of mine helped me understand the fact that if a business was out of business for more than a year, unfortunately, they would lose their business because of the fact that, you know, they haven't been active. And that's pretty unfortunate, too, because I think what I've been noticing, it's interesting, what I've been noticing is less businesses in front of their houses as far as like liquor stores or general stores. But I have started noticing a resurgence of people selling food from in front of their houses. So in a way, it is kind of going forward and backward in a funny way. But I did want to share that. And I just want to give color to this conversation and really where we are at and how many times we've tried to incorporate. This is another quote I want to share with you all about the incorporation process in East LA. It says, in three attempts, incorporation has been voted upon and defeated. According to local opinion, this has been due chiefly to the lack of community integration and the fear of the residents of a higher tax rate. However, the growing influence of business organizations and the editorial policy of the two local weekly newspapers seem to be consolidating opinion in favor of incorporation. The rapid growth of these communities with redevelopment of war industries has magnified local problems, contributing to this sentiment. An active community council organized as a civilian defense agency during the war is also aiding in the growth of civic consciousness. What I gather from this quote is, yes, we have more than once, more than twice, more than three times attempted to incorporate. However, our attempts fall too short. And I think that the good thing about this conversation is it does provide a mirror of sorts of how we are civically engaged, or as this quote suggested, civically conscious. There's such lack of capacity building for being civically engaged. And personally, my civic engagement did not launch until I engaged with the Invest in Youth Coalition. Shout out to them. They are so amazing, and my time as a social justice intern really trained me to build my capacity for public comment, for facilitating listening sessions, and everything else that has to do with civic engagement with the city. And so I really emphasize that because, you know, I have to go back to my community, an unincorporated county, and instead of feeling powerful behind my voice, I feel lost because, yes, I have a lot of concerns. However, who do I speak to about these concerns? I also did want to share this experience I had. I attended the farmers market on a Saturday. That is every Saturday in the East LA Civic Center in the parking lot. And I recall having a conversation with a concerned community member. And We sat down at the self-help graphics booth. We were making art. And as he sat across from me, we began to talk about our concerns about East LA County. And we started thinking aloud about where we go to give our voice. And he mentioned to me that they used to, when I say used to, I mean pre-pandemic, that they used to have community meetings and they used to come together. And based off of what they talked about, they would go to the prior mentioned county board supervisor meetings on Tuesday. And you know, this is also to color in my lived experience, where I find myself to be the youngest in spaces like that, in spaces where we need to be giving our voice, we as youth need to be giving our voice. I recognize this conversation of incorporation to be guiding us towards self-reflection. And when I say self-reflection, I mean, how do you feel in your community? According to the 2020 census, community members of East Los average a household income of around 50K and a high of 67K for familial households. Now, although there are various brackets of incomes, such as high income, medium income, low income, most recently it was introduced that we needed to create an extremely low income category in which the annual incomes are at or below $29,000 for a single individual or $41,000 for a family of four. Now, I wanted to emphasize that affordable housing is within its own definition of who is providing that housing, but I think it's very important to consider that we have a new bracket of extremely low income, which suggests that only 35% of the population are homeowners. A statistic that stood out to me is the fact that 25% of the population were below the age of 18 during the time the census was taken. And of all that population, only about 12% have earned a bachelor's degree or higher. The main issue I want to discuss is the lack of civic autonomy. Matter of fact, I'll add that we are severely underfunded. What concerns me and what I have noticed pretty obviously is the lack of civic engagement resources. I assume our community members do not give public comments. This is a process where members of the public are provided the opportunity to express their concerns, opinions, or support to the government. Public comment is vital to engage the community in decision-making. More than that, it is an opportunity to archive transparent relations between members of the community and government officials. The opportunity to contribute a public comment comes every Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. at the Kenneth Hall of Administration on West Temple Street in downtown LA. Now, I want you to ask yourself, what are you doing at that time? Maybe you said school, work, or maybe you were honest and said sleeping. For the residents of East Los Angeles, statistics suggests 60% of households are rent-burdened, spending a wild 30 to 60% of their income to sustain their housing. Now, can you see someone struggling to make their rent giving public comment? It's likely that community members will not give public comment because either they are working or they simply do not know how. My experience learning how to give public comment through the Invest in Youth Coalition. I recall being so nervous and flustered the first time I gave even a mock of a public comment. I appreciate the coalition for creating a toolkit and practice sessions for me to get comfortable, especially since public comments are limited anywhere from 1 to 2 minutes. They provided me with an invaluable tool, the time and space for me to understand the process of expressing my voice to a body of government. Only, I began to wonder, why have I been exposed to this form of civic engagement outside of my own community? The answer not only became clear to me, it started haunting me. There is a severe lack of civic engagement development in East Los Angeles. Even in the educational system, not once was I exposed to the idea that I can express my concerns to a governing body. I realized the resources that do exist in the unincorporated community are historically systemic. The first district supervisor, Hilda Solis, has issued various statements regarding Bill AB 711 in its phases through legislature. In these statements, I personally sense that she is exaggerating the reasons to fear cityhood.
My favorite thing is reading the comments section and talk about public comments. I want to make it known that my attempts to engage with county efforts have fallen short. I am an outspoken youth with a confidence cultivated in various spaces, yet when I attempt to engage civically in my own community, I am ignored. I am grateful for the spaces and coalitions who have exposed me to civic engagement. This is where I thrive and grow the courage to explore the masked layers of systemic oppression as it relates to my socioeconomically impacted community. Well, that's it for this episode of Spaced Out Audios. I do have a comment section open under Spotify, under the blog, under wherever you may be listening. So please let me know your thoughts and opinions on East LA cityhood. Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's a bad idea? If you live in the community, do you feel like you have autonomy? Explore the resources, photos, and transcripts discussed on the spacedoutarts.com website. Arata! I'm gonna ask now. For reasons unexplained, I'm not a part of Spain, I'm part of Africa.